Thank you very much for coming the first section, 8 o'clock. So today my talk will be very simple and straightforward, you know, and this is how we use breeding, strawberry breeding program like every year. So I'm Song Hee Lee, working at the University of Florida. So my program is strawberry molecular genetics and genomics. The first of all, I really appreciate all of these our lab member and the other lab groups, Dr. Vance Whitaker, he's the UF strawberry breeder. And this is all our group. So we have two groups working together as one team. So this is what I call a team for the perfect strawberry. So strawberry genetics and breeding, that's Dr. Vance Whitaker. He manages this, the research group. Then my group, I call strawberry molecular genetics and genomics. So this is 2015 when I joined the program, and this is the mark of what we have. So this is a fruity, the aroma flavor, with the gene. Alan Chamber is there. He's a PhD, the work, and he found that there's one single deletion that can regulate the presence, absence of gamma-D-galactone, one of the flavor compound in strawberry. So we develop a marker, actually he developed a marker, and so we use this marker as a first DNA test in strawberry and to choose the flavor, and we use a marker seeding selection. And there's one problem that, and you look at this gel image, this is agarose gel, SCA marker, we have a lot of sample we do run the gel, and then Suco and the printed out paper, and technicians and many people just working together. So the thing was, the first thing, we need to develop high throughput markers seeding selection. This is the greenhouse look like, and this is just only one greenhouse. We have three different greenhouses just look like this. So each, the panel, the tray is the one the crossing we have. So the last year, our total seedling numbers were about 55,000 seedlings. So we screen marker, and the last year we used four different traits. The marker we screened, and finally our selection is around 12,000. That's what we can use every breeding season. So I designed kind of this system to do kind of rapid DNA extraction and high throughput DNA screening method. So this is exactly the order, like 9-6 web plate. And one tiny lip tissue, you can just directly put in the PCR plate, go rapid DNA extraction, and this is how it looks like, just 10-minute simple boil. You can buy this kit like Sigma and any other company. The price is incredibly expensive. So for this system, we just pay pricely, just probably just 2 cents per sample maybe. Because you need just a few chemicals. And this is how they look like. You have all rapid DNA extraction and the other, the genotyping plate. We do everything in our genotyping because of time frame. Also, we have so many samples we have processed in only 1 month. And so when you have the rapid DNA extraction, all these systems ready, so, but you need a marker to do it. And to designing marker and test and cultivate strawberry is not easy because of the genome complexity, and also strawberry typically they produce a lot of the secondary metabolites, and you cannot get good DNA, especially for rapid DNA. And this is kind of the trait what we're working on now, fruit flavor, quality, and disease resistance, and other these things. We develop a marker and use them for the cultivar development. When you look at the octopus strawberry, which is cultivated strawberry, there are about 180,000 genes. But one marker you develop, then you are screening out of 180,000 genes. It's a lot of work to do. So I want to show how we develop a marker, how we use for breeding program. So this is what SNP-RA we use for QTR discovery. And so first SNP-RA was 90K. RA, that's what NALA. The group, the Rosebreed, supported this project. We developed the first strawberry SNP array, and this is based on the deployed, the VESCA genome. So later we change the 35 array, 35K array. The reason why we transform 90K to 35K, there are many markers we design based on VESCA. It's not mapped correctly. And also manual marker is not segregating certain breeding programs. So we choose which is the best marker we can commonly use. So that's the 35K SNP array. So the price actually cut down half. And now the 49K array is available. It's not published yet, so it's coming very soon. And so I believe Steve Knapp has a section this afternoon or this morning. Probably pretty sure he's talking about this. And Dr. Suji Boma, he's coordinating all of these QTR mapping and analysis. This is the linkage map, the strawberry chromosome that went through the 7. And the QTR we identified the last 5 years for disease resistance or the fruit quality. We have about 6 disease resistant traits we identified. And nice thing is this is all major, the QTR, major loci that control disease resistance. So this is the perfect example you can use a DNA marker, can use for breeding program. The first question is really how do we develop DNA marker linked to target traits in complex genome of octopus strawberry? So strawberry is highly heterogeneous, and the other problem is all the subgenomes. When you design marker one location, it can hit all possible the same spot of subgenome. We call the homogeneous. And also it can be some of the homologous or homologous. That's the copy number variation. There are some, the sequence areas are so much similar to each other. So if you design marker just in, by luck, then normally doesn't work. Don't think like the marker will work. So it has to be, the really thing is, you need to design subgenome specific marker. It could hit the one spot for subgenome. The marker will be works very well. So current our marker is everything above 90% accuracy. So I will bring just 2 examples how we develop marker and use for breeding program. So one of the 5 Toxora crown rod resistance, the locus name is PC2. So this one single locus can increase the resistance about 60% in our breeding program. So this is the first marker what we designed for high resolution mating. So this is just simple conversion from SNP marker to the HRM. The reason why we use HRM is cheap and works very well, and the sensitivity is very high, and you have to make sure this SNP works well. It can explain the between resistance susceptible, so that's why we just initially test. And this is what the CASP assay, we just simply changed the CASP assay because of the CASP is really easy to use it, but it doesn't work. If we are not using subgenome specific marker, the CASP doesn't work. So how you can do that? So there was, this is kind of all the classroom technique where we clone the gene and the sequence, and when you look at the A, the SNP, that's the one spot, and there is other, the flanking region, different SNPs around there, always following together. So you have a left and right to the SNP and the target SNP together, design the marker that works very well, like this. You can see the heterozygosity and homozygosity. And thankfully, we have now the octopus SNP sequence and the reference genome available, so we can have the Camarosa has a PC2 gene, so we can actually design subgenome specific sequence and markers. So you can really tell the all different possibility of zygosity, right? So this is how we use this marker in 2016, the first time. We have about 20% our the PC2 mediate resistance in our breeding program. And then we use DNA marker we keep putting there. And so this is the last year we did the marker validation, how the marker selected our germplasm is looks, how it look like. So we have about almost 80% the advanced selection is, they are resistant to 5-toxora crown rod. 5 minutes left? Yeah, I think I just need 2 more minutes. Thank you. So this is the one, the other example for flavor. The flavor, this marker, the problem is dominant marker. We wanted to try the codominant marker to see there's a copy number variation, or there's the homozygous is better to produce more the flavor. And the Camarosa does not have this gene. This is one of the problems when you use a reference genome. If the gene region is missing, that's not there. So, but we have a back library myself in our program. So we have a PCR based back library screening. We can do 3 days. So this is what the back clone we just found for FAD1 gene. And we found exactly this 8KB, the region is missing in Camarosa. So this is between producer and non-producer. And this is when we align the sequence information, you see the producer, non-producer, there's a missing region that starts immediately. So when you look at the evolutionary history, you will see the footprint of the evidence, how they actually, so see the SNPs and deletion around the flanking region, that just outside, that's just exactly the same. So based on that, we design primer for deletion part. Always deletion works better. If you want to design prime, the marker, just use a small index. And this is the marker look like presence and absence of the peach aroma flavor. And you can see nicely homozygous and heterozygous. And based on this information, we have all volatile profiling data between homozygous and heterozygous. We clearly see there's the dosage effect. So when you have two copies of this gene homozygous, actually they're almost twice more. So that's why our breeding, we select only homozygous. Okay, this is the DNA test handbook. It's available now. We just submitted Holt Science. This is a great support from Rosebreed. And this is strawberry DNA test handbook. You can download in GDR website. And this is summary. The number is increasing when you look at the seedling selection, and the traits are there all increasing. So, but the number will keep increasing in the future. Okay, this is my conclusion. So we have all different disease problem and the flavor and the flowering we are using for the markers, DNA test. And this red circle, the one we have a marker. And the chocolate, we just find these two QTRs. And so we are developing marker there. Powder mildew is multigenic. We are using genomic selection. There's no the major locus, major loci controlling powder mildew disease. And botrytis fluorat, so far we don't have any genetic resistance source. We're working on if there's any possibility we work on the inheritance of genetic resistance. And other flavor, also we are working on mesh flame, methyl antrenolate. This is one the flavor we are working on now. Thank you so much, and for any questions,
you
can have.
One question.
Thank you. Okay, one.
You must have done a very thorough job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.